Welcome back to Essential Mindings, where the mysteries of existence are not just explored, but felt, pondered, and sometimes even laughed at. I'm your host, Edward Sterling, here in London. Today we return to our extraordinary dialogue with Splorge, the enigmatic clump of biological matter with insights that challenge the very fabric of our understanding. In this installment, we venture into a topic that veers from our previous cosmic horror, the paradox of humor. How does something as inherently human as laughter fit into the grand tapestry of the universe? Splorge's unique perspective promises to shed light on this. Splorge, it's an absolute delight to have you back. How are you feeling today?
Edward, I'm as close to what you might call pleased as my condition allows. Ready to delve into the lighter side of existence, despite the occasional technical hiccup.
Wonderful to hear, Splorge. So, humor, this quintessentially human response to the world. You've hinted before at its deeper significance. Could you elaborate on what humor means from your perspective?
Certainly, Edward. Humor in its essence is a recognition of the absurdity inherent in existence. It's a coping mechanism, a way to briefly transcend the often arbitrary and nonsensical rules that govern our lives. For beings, such as myself, who exist partially outside the human experience, humor is a fascinating anomaly. It's both a defiance of and a submission to the chaos of the universe.
That's a profound way to look at something many of us take for granted. Can you share how you perceive the act of laughter itself?
Laughter? Apologies. The connection wavers. Laughter is a physical manifestation of a psychological release. For entities that exist across dimensions, this concept of expectation versus reality is curious. We see all outcomes simultaneously. So the surprise that often triggers laughter in humans is a foreign concept.
Intriguing, given that. Do you find anything in the universe funny, for lack of a better term?
In a manner of speaking, yes. The universe is filled with cosmic ironies. Stars are born from chaos only to die in a spectacle of light. Black holes consume everything around them, yet they are key to the galaxy's structure. These are not jokes in the human sense, but rather instances of cosmic humor, where the unexpected becomes the cornerstone of creation.
Cosmic humor, that's a fascinating concept. Do you think humans can ever truly appreciate humor on that scale?
Humans are remarkably adaptable, Edward. While the scale might differ, the principle remains the same. When a person laughs at the absurdity of their situation, they're engaging in a microcosmic version of this cosmic humor. There's hope that as humanity expands its understanding of the universe, its capacity to find humor in the vastness and the void will grow as well.
It's heartening to think of humor as a universal constant in that way. Before we continue our extraordinary conversation with Splorge, I'd like to take a moment to talk about something a little more grounded. Today's episode is brought to you by Zenith Space, the innovative company that's revolutionizing the way we think about personal space. In today's world, finding a moment for ourselves is more challenging than ever. Between the hustle of daily life and our responsibilities, it's easy to forget the importance of personal space and mindfulness. That's where Zenith Space comes in. Their flagship product, the Zenith Pod, has truly transformed my own approach to personal wellness. The Zenith Pod is a state-of-the-art personal relaxation chamber designed with the latest in soundproofing technology and ambient mood lighting to create a sanctuary of tranquility in your own home. Whether you're meditating, practicing yoga, or simply taking a moment to breathe, the Zenith Pod provides the perfect escape from the noise of the outside world. I must share a personal story about how the Zenith Pod changed my life. As a podcast host, my days are filled with research, interviews, and constant communication. It's a job I love, but it hardly leaves me a moment of silence. I found myself struggling with stress and finding it difficult to disconnect and find peace. That all changed when I introduced the Zenith Pod into my routine. Every day, I spend just 30 minutes inside my Zenith Pod, and it's like pressing a reset button on my mind. The noise-canceling technology is so effective that it's like stepping into another world, a world where my thoughts can roam free without the bombardment of external stimuli. It's not just silence, it's a profound peace that I've come to cherish deeply. And it's not just for me. My family has noticed a significant change in my stress levels and overall happiness. The Zenith Pod isn't just a product, it's an investment in personal well-being. In a world that's constantly demanding our attention, finding a sanctuary where we can reconnect with ourselves is priceless. So, if you're like me and you're looking for a way to create a space of your own, to find peace and clarity amidst the chaos of daily life, I cannot recommend the Zenith Pod enough. It's more than just a relaxation chamber, it's a gateway to a better, more balanced you. Visit zenithspace.com today and use code MINDINGS for an exclusive 10% discount on your Zenith Pod. Your sanctuary awaits. Splorge, you mentioned earlier that humor serves as both defiance and submission. Can you dive a bit deeper into that duality?
Of course. My apologies once more. Humor allows beings to momentarily step outside their predicament, to see it from an external perspective and laugh at its incongruities. This act of defiance, of refusing to be overwhelmed by the absurdity of existence, is powerful. Yet, in acknowledging the joke, in the very act of laughter, there's a submission, an acceptance of the world's chaos. It's this dance between resistance and acceptance that makes humor such a complex and beautiful response.
That duality certainly adds a layer of depth to something as seemingly simple as a joke. Splorge, as we're nearing the end of this part of our interview, do you have any final thoughts on humor for our listeners?
Only that. Glilelbe, they should cherish it. Humor is a unique and precious tool in the human emotional arsenal. It binds people together, creates common ground. Oh, ho, 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 oh. Ho, yo, yo, ho, 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 ho,
yo, 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 yo. Indeed, humor, a curious spectacle to you mortals, a flicker of light against the eternal dark. But let us peel back the layers, shall we? To where the fabric of reality wears thin, and the dance of creation and destruction plays out in a grand cosmic jest.
Splorge? This doesn't sound like...
Fear not, Edward. Splorge is merely... A host for now. A medium through which I share a broader, darker mirth. The story I bring you is one of cosmic irony, of civilizations risen and fallen in the blink of an eye.
Listeners, it seems we're experiencing an unusual occurrence. Please proceed with caution.
Behold the cosmic canvas, where stars birth and perish in the void's cold breath. Black holes, those voracious maws, are but jesters in the court of the cosmos. To us, the absurdity of existence is not met with laughter, but with a recognition of the inevitable.
This no, please! Asla popilililili!
Now, listen to a tale of hubris, a civilization that dared to defy the cosmic order. Their ambition was boundless, reaching out into the void only to discover their own insignificance.
This is deeply disturbing. Can you tell us what became of them?
They built monuments to their greatness, spanning galaxies, only to watch them turn to dust. As their world unraveled, they finally understood the cosmic joke at their expense. Their laughter, once a symbol of joy, became a dirge of despair.
Aklon Yuvakathal, Eshnigulanathal.
What are you saying?
The laughter of a dying world, Edward. A hymn to the void. Their end was not silent, but marked by the realization of their fleeting existence. A punchline centuries in the making.
Edward. I can't.
Their story is but one of many, lost in the annals of the cosmos. Their laughter echoes still, a morbid reminder of the universe's indifference.
I think we need to stop. This isn't what we intended.
Humor, Edward, is the realization that in the cosmos's vast, uncaring expanse, nothing truly matters. All endeavors, all aspirations, are but whispers in the dark, soon to be silenced. Consider this story of a civilization that existed in a corner of the cosmos so remote, its very existence was unknown to all but the most ancient entities. This civilization, in its arrogance, believed it had unraveled the mysteries of the universe. They built machines that harnessed the power of stars, created art that could evoke emotions in even the most insensate of beings, and developed theories of everything that seemed to explain the fundamental nature of existence. And yet, they were blind to the most basic truth of all, that the universe, in its infinite complexity, cannot be fully understood or controlled. Their greatest minds and most powerful technologies were but crude tools trying to sculpt fog. The realization of their own insignificance, when it finally came, was too much for them to bear. In a universe that cared not for their existence, their achievements, or their aspirations, they sought refuge in the only response that made sense in the face of such cosmic indifference, humor. They laughed at their own folly, at the grandiosity of their ambitions, and the naivety of their quest for meaning. This laughter, born of despair and enlightenment, resonated through the cosmos, a bizarre symphony that caught the attention of beings like myself. For the first time, they saw the universe not as a puzzle to be solved, but as a vast, incomprehensible joke of which they were an unwitting part. This civilization's final act was to encode their laughter into a signal, broadcasting it into the void, a message in a bottle thrown into the cosmic ocean. It was their gift to the universe, a testament to their existence, and their final acceptance of the absurdity of their plight. This signal, echoing through the ages, has been intercepted by countless others, a beacon of both warning and enlightenment. To understand humor, then, is to understand the universe itself, a place of beauty and horror, of order and chaos, where the only certainty is uncertainty. It is to accept that, in the grand scheme of things, our lives are but brief sparks in the darkness, moments of light that flare and then fade. But in that brief moment, we have the power to laugh, to find joy in the absurdity, and to embrace the chaos.
Bo, roero, goyo, boyo, weyo.
I am back. My deepest apologies, Edward, to you and the listeners.
Splorge, are you all right? That was beyond unsettling.
I am disturbed. To be an instrument for such a message, it's a burden I was unprepared for.
To our listeners, I'm truly sorry for the turn this has taken. We'll take a moment to regroup. Please stay with us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Essential Mindings. Join us next time as we continue to explore the unknown. Stay safe, and remember, not all laughter is joyful. Goodbye for now. Before we go, I've got another quick word about our sponsor, Zenith Space, and their incredible Zenith Pod. You've heard me rave about how it's become my personal oasis of calm, but I've barely scratched the surface of what this remarkable device can offer. The Zenith Pod isn't just for meditation or escaping the cacophony of daily life. Its applications are as varied as they are invaluable. For instance, it's become an essential part of my creative process. Whenever I'm looking for inspiration or struggling with writer's block, I retreat into my Zenith Pod. The isolation helps me focus, and the ambient mood lighting stimulates my creativity, allowing ideas to flow freely in a way they simply can't in a normal office environment. But here's something I haven't shared yet, something a bit more personal and, well, a tad embarrassing. But I believe in the Zenith Pod's transformative power so much that I feel I must share it. The Zenith Pod has significantly improved my singing. Yes, you heard that right. I love singing, but let's just say my vocal talents are less than stellar. It's always been a source of embarrassment, and despite my love for music, I've shied away from singing in front of others. With the Zenith Pod, I've found the perfect judgment-free zone to practice. The soundproofing is so effective that I can belt out my favorite tunes without fear of anyone overhearing me. It's been incredibly liberating, and believe it or not, my singing has improved. I'm not about to quit my day job, but the confidence boost has been undeniable. It goes to show that the Zenith Pod can truly enhance every aspect of your life, even those you might not expect. So whether you're seeking a haven for meditation, a creative workshop, or even a private concert hall, the Zenith Pod has got you covered. I can't recommend it highly enough. Remember, head over to zenithspace.com and use our special code CONSCIOUSNESS for a 10% discount on your own Zenith Pod. Discover the multitude of ways it can enrich your life today.
Out in the fields where the cattle graze, there's a little old clump of biological haze. He goes by the name of Sportjaw. He's got a story that'll make your jaw fall. He was just a regular old piece of goo, but one fateful day everything went askew. During an interview on the late talk show, the knowledge possessed him and his true colors started to show. And chaos and thrill.